86.
HKX, KF4NXY.
How are you doing today?
Hey, had a better day yesterday than I'm having today, but it's getting a little better every day.
Yeah, there's still good days and bad days, that's for sure.
What I'm talking about, I'm sure you're running the same thing with your knee.
You guys are small time. I just had heart surgery.
Yeah, I was just fixing to head out. Heading out the door. I'll catch y'all a little later. KF4NXY.
Okay, David, it's Tom, M0TR. Now, I was just kidding you a little bit. But you have a good day, David. And I look forward to seeing you some of these days. Hi, Patrick.
Tom, good to hear you back on the air. Hope everything's going smooth for you.
I've been slapping Bernice around, and she, you know, so she'd make me some oatmeal cookies and she fixed me a big, beautiful breakfast. Shouldn't say that. Sounds like Trump. Big, beautiful breakfast. Heck. I got the bandage off of my chest. I got a little swelling in my leg and in my feet, so I finally, through an act of Congress, got into an appointment this afternoon for my family doctor. And she's actually out on pregnancy leave, but they got me into another one. They want me to go to the cardiac surgeons, and they told me to call my family doctor. So, you know, at any rate. And then the biggest problem is the bed sores they let get on me laying there, and they didn't do nothing for 7 days. And the skin just comes off, and that hurts like the dickens.
And it does. Well, I'm sorry you're having to deal with that, but hopefully they get it all straightened out here real quick, like.
What are you up to today, bud? I'm feeling a little better than I did yesterday. Yesterday was a really rough, and I'm feeling a little bit better today. I talked to Dave, HVAC Dave, and enjoyed that, and he's out working as usual. And he's a workaholic, I'll tell you. And that's a good thing. And I hope your knee's doing okay. And I hope you're having a good day. And I hope your grandpa's all right.
I'm heading up to check on grandpa today. I've been at the house waiting on a phone call, and they never called. So now we'll have to call them back at a later time what they can't do their job for. But I'm going up here to deal with that and check on him, and then I got to come back and get ready to go to PT this afternoon.
Well, I'm going to have to go through that also, I think. Home health care is supposed to come tomorrow, so they'll get me fixed up, I hope. But I had to get me a different pair of shoes because my foot swelled up so much. But we got a little bit of rain down here. Did you guys get any?
Just the last night, but it's not been raining so far this morning. Got a little break in here.
Channel 4 News here, and they got a $12 million meth bust in South Dakota. Good Lord, there's bags of it covering the entire Toyota Camry.
Unfortunately, that's big business nowadays. People trying to self-medicate themselves so they don't have to deal with life, I guess.
Fake. But if there is, go ahead. I'll leave some space. This is N0TR. Probably just some interference, Patrick. Yeah. Kind of sad, ain't it? But that fentanyl, well, that's some bad stuff now. I saw a police officer just searching the car the other day, and she got a little whiff of the dust, and she just dropped like a used piece of meat, you know? It's just unbelievable.
This is bad news there. And sad you can't even touch something and might die from it.
No, how they cut it down to where they can give it to people. Now, I know they have medical fentanyl, and they use that to the people that put you to sleep, you know, the anesthesiologists. They use that in the hospitals a lot. But some places do, some places don't. But, I wouldn't want that in the hands of a layman.
One little miscalculation and you could be going to meet your maker.
Very quickly. Well, rainfall totals shows 1 to 3 inches locally on the TV. And,
Patrick here.
Hi, Patrick. Good to hear you. I hope you're having a good day, and Tom's not too much trouble. He's staying glued to that recliner.
I'm still here.
She's working her butt off. That's what she's been doing. I mean, one big, beautiful breakfast, and she made some bacon, but it was thick sliced, and we just don't like that very well. So she turned around and made sausage real quick, link sausage. Had a nice big old egg, and then some toast with some homemade raspberry jelly on it. Had a cup of coffee, had a small glass of orange juice, a small glass of, what else did I have? What?
Milk.
Well, I'm telling you, that's as far uptown as you can get.
Better than that hospital food you were eating. But, Tom, I am going to have to jump out here for a little bit. I'm getting ready to run in the store. I got to try to find some stuff that I need to finish the project I'm working on. But good to hear you back home, and I hope you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okie doke, Patrick. Well, they got a spaghetti model of a hurricane out there now. Kind of headed this way and away, but they think he's going to check on his grandpa, Bernice. Bernice wanted to know how your grandpa was, but she made me lose my train of thought now. But I'll just say, I hope you have a great day, Patrick. And if you get down this way, stop by, and we should have some eggs, don't we, Mom? Probably do. I don't know if I'm going to share my oatmeal cookies with you or not, but we'll just have to see how good you are to me. anyways, take care, buddy. Nice to hear you. KO4HKX and 0TR73, Patrick.